McDougal said he was going to
Hold on, what? Hey, please.
Michael McDougal said he was going to attend to reform or apology to yourselves and to McConnell and everybody else involved in this.
It's a tender. It's a tender his resignation now.
Yeah.
Right now. Go. Get out of Leinster House because you're a disgrace to the Irish people. And let me tell you, he better be there on Tuesday. That's all I've got to say to Michael McDougal. Because this is only starting, and we'll get the truth, because he told nothing but lie after lie after lie in that house today, as he's been telling since he was Attorney General in 1999, and he's not going to get away with it. Him or the Commissioner.
Well, you want him to go?
I want him to go now, because I'm going to expose him, and I'm going to expose the lies which have been exposed week in and week out for the last weeks in the newspapers.
What do you think of the reforms that he's proposing for the Gardaí?
They don't go far enough. It's the same as the Gardaí investigating the Gardaí. That's what it's been all along. And the bottom line is, we need an ombudsman, the same as Nuala O'Loan. And what's good for the people of Northern Ireland should be good enough for the people of the Republic of Ireland. But what's the difference between Northern Ireland and the Republic? The people are citizens in Northern Ireland, and we're citizens here in the Republic, and we deserve to be protected.
What's your next step now, Frank? What are you
going to
do next?
Well, next week, as everybody knows, my case starts in the High Court, and I can't even talk about it. But thanks, my case is ready to go on Tuesday, and that's all I've got to say about it.
You said
I can't comment about the case.
So what did you think of Minister's explanation that he gave to the House today for what happened when he was Attorney General and with the former Minister for Justice?
Well, Finnie McGrath put it on a nutshell when he read out about the phone calls that the private investigator had to Michael McDougal. And we believe that he wasn't even Attorney General at the time. He was only a barrister in the law library. But he was a member of the PDs.
So you've no confidence in him, really?
None whatsoever. And I mean, the Irish people who I speak to in the streets and all over Ireland, because I spoke at the Green Party convention, and I spoke at the Labour Party conference and Kerry, and the people on the ground tell me that we don't have a Minister for Justice, we have a Minister for Injustice. And the pretense that the Taoiseach Bertie Ahern had with us in Sligo, he still hasn't even wrote to us about the meeting. So, I mean, we've seen today the two men who are responsible for this cover-up sitting side by side, John O'Donoghue and Michael McDougal.
You say he lied in the Minister told lies in there. Give him a few examples.
But the Carter report, he said that they didn't have the Carter report. I mean, he told a blatant lie. I mean, it's on the record now. I mean, did he have the Carter report or didn't he have the Carter report? And I would call on the Taoiseach now, publish the Carter report, because my family are going to expose the Carter report for what it is, a Garda cover-up.
Well, not one hand. It's a blame game, and he's blaming everybody else, apart from himself and John O'Donoghue, as far as I'm concerned.
What would you like to see the Minister do now? How can he rectify it?
The rectifying it would be for him to leave the open gate there of Dáil Éireann and forget about politics. He's a very humane person. He doesn't seem to have no feelings. And what has happened to us, his apologies just don't rise. It's too late for what he's done to people, Frank Jr., myself, Frank Sr., and my wife. And I'm not very happy at all with what went on there today. And plus, the only politician that spoke up first today was Donnie McGinley. And Neil Blaney spoke, and he didn't once mention any of our family. And I was very upset with that. And that James McDade and Stephen Keaney didn't bother to turn up. The other two still didn't.
Do you think this has become a much bigger thing now, and that you and your family have been forgotten at all?
Seem to be that is complete corruption in the part of this building.
Bravo.
Well done, man.
Why does the Justice Minister produce the documents that will prove them that he's been telling lies all along? He's been telling lies to the people of Ireland, and he's been telling them there for the last, I don't know, many years, since 1999.
Mr. Byrne, let me ask you a question. Is this not the proof that is of any sort?
going to be a people that you'd wish for that it actually would retrospectively become a type of class action suit for how it would have been in this situation, but once you have these, for example,
we've heard them there today, but other cases that's been mentioned to the Justice Minister, and he's done nothing about them. So there's a lot of other people out there suffering, and we haven't even got their cases mentioned at all, and they said that it doesn't matter how many times a case is mentioned, he doesn't react to them. So what hope have we got in this country for justice? I mean, our district courts is an example for you. If you go down to the district courts and see the carry-ons going on down in them district courts, we spent 3 years in them district courts, and we know it's the same cases all the time. It's in them district courts, and somebody has got to get a grip on the justice system in this country, because there's a lot of people making money at it that doesn't deserve to be making money at it. All right?
Thank you.
Hold on. 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And what have I got? I worked, me and Jim Higgins worked in Ben Hill for the Morris Tribunal. It should have been the McVitie Tribunal. And yet, the terms of reference in the tribunal are all wrong.
Yeah.
And we've been shouting about the terms of reference since before the Morris Tribunal started.
Yeah.
Yet, it's fallen on deaf ears.
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks very much. Yeah.